Today on the show, we're talking with the candidates running for the office of Secretary of State. We've already spoken with Republican Julian Bradley, Libertarian Andy Craig, and Jerry Breitzman of the Constitution Party.
Now we hear from the man who's held the office for close on 40 years. Doug LaFollette is a Democrat. He's Wisconsin's current Secretary of State. Secretary LaFollette, welcome to Central Time.
Good afternoon. Hello, everybody. It's good to be here.
Well, you've been the Secretary of State for about four decades now. Why are you running now for another term?
Well, two things. I like my job very much. I've got great coworkers. I get to walk to work and back every day. And most importantly, I get to help people across the state. I travel around the state and I meet with people. They know they can contact me or contact the office and get help and assistance where they need it. And secondly, I'm committed to try to restore the duties to the office that are so important. A couple of Republican governors, my opponent's party, took those duties away, and it's made it very difficult for people to try to start a new business or get a trademark. And I want to try to work with the next governor and with both Republican and Democratic legislators to restore those duties to make Wisconsin much more open for business and help our climate for the business, not just for me, but for the future of Wisconsin.
What specific duties would you like to see brought back to the office?
Well, the key ones are those that relate to business. If you want to start a new business, you need to incorporate. If you want to get a trademark, if you want to check on what's called Uniform Commercial Code, commercial loaning systems, if you want to get a notary public, those all relate to businesses. And here's the key thing. All across the country, in every state, secretaries of state have those responsibilities. And they were in the office when I was elected. And I worked hard to make it one of the best secretary of state offices in the country, with a great website, with expedited service programs, a lot of great things were going on. And then Governor Thompson decided he wanted to control everything, and he took those duties away. And it's been very harmful to Wisconsin's business climate.
Well, as Secretary of State, how did you advocate with Governor Thompson or fellow Democrat Jim Doyle or the current governor, Governor Walker, to try to bring those back?
Well, I've tried to work with them. Governor Thompson wasn't interested. He got to appoint four of his friends to high salaries in that office, and Governor Doyle was too busy with other things. I did get some support from Republican legislators on several occasions. I met with Governor Walker, and he had a different agenda, as much of us have learned the last 3 years. So I'm hoping if we get a new governor, I'll sit down with them and with the legislators on the important committees and see if we can't get this done. I've been working at it, and we're going to do it.
Well, but now in Wisconsin, it's not impossible to do the things you listed related to forming businesses. It's just through another office. Are we losing anything by just having it be a different phone number, a different website?
It makes it hard for people to find it because they're used to being the Secretary of State's office. Now, again, it's possible. But people get confused. Every day we get phone calls and emails, I and my staff, looking for those things. So sure, you can find it if you work at it, but should we make people work hard to start a new business or to get a trademark? I don't think so. We should be like the rest of the country.
Now, we've heard from a couple of the candidates saying that secretaries of state in other states often are the ones in charge of elections administration in their state. Would you like to see that part of the office here in Wisconsin?
I don't think that's a good idea. We thought a lot about that, and we saw the kind of fiascos that happened in Ohio and Florida when an elected official, a partisan Republican or Democrat, in those cases, in both cases, they were Republicans, tried to fuss around with the election process. And we're seeing that even now. We're seeing that, I believe it's in Georgia right now, where the Secretary of State and Kansas, the Secretary of States are making trouble within the election process. So I think the decision in Wisconsin made before I was elected to set up an independent board that manages the election, it may not be perfect, but I think it's the best thing we can have.
We just heard from Andy Craig, a Libertarian candidate, running on the platform of eliminating the office of Secretary of State. The Wisconsin State Journal's endorsement in the office is for eliminating the office of Secretary of State. How do you make the case that, against a lot of people saying get rid of this, how do you make the case that this is still something Wisconsin needs?
Very simple. I believe in democracy. I believe that the people should elect their leaders, whether it's school board or Secretary of State or governor. and that's the principle we operate under. Then you know who that person is. The man or woman who's elected had to campaign, had to travel the state, you know who they are. That makes sense for our democracy. And every other state has secretaries of state. I mean, why should Wisconsin be so funny and different? I don't think that's the way we want our future to be here.
Now, your Republican opponent foresees using the position in part as a cheerleader for jobs in Wisconsin, reaching out as lieutenant governor has to try to bring business owners, relocate their businesses, open up operations in the state. Do you think that that's a good use of the secretary of state position?
Well, of course, and I'm always promoting Wisconsin, either when I have a chance to be on some news program or if I happen to be traveling around the country and get interviewed. I always promote Wisconsin as a great place, and I think that I'll continue to do that. But again, the important thing is to make it easy for those people to start a business here, and that's what I want to try to work on.
Now, one criticism you got from Republicans in particular was after the passage of Act 10, holding off on your then responsibility of finishing the job and putting the law into print and into effect. What do you say to criticism of that?
They don't know what they're talking about. In this office, we have always published acts on the 10th day. We published 97% of all the acts that were passed by the legislature on the 10th day. If there's some emergency, for example, there was a bonding issue where the state was involved in a bonding process, and that had to be done on a certain day. So we called the newspapers, we got that fixed. But unless there's a big emergency, you should wait 10 days, which is what we always have done. And there was no emergency here. In fact, there were lots of controversy, that there were legal actions pending. School boards and city councils were concerned about how this would affect them. It was a very big change. I did the conservative thing. I waited the same 10 days we wait on almost every single act that we publish. And, of course, they got angry. They didn't like that. They wanted what they wanted immediately. Well, that isn't good government.
One plausible outcome on Election Day is that you might be reelected and Governor Walker and the Republican legislature are reelected. So is that just more spinning wheels for you on trying to bring back the duties you're hoping for?
Well, who knows? I've been working on it. I'll keep on fighting because that's what I believe.
And are you concerned, in that situation, that the Republican legislature might start the ball rolling to amend the Constitution and eliminate the office?
Well, they've tried that several times. The people do not want to eliminate their elected officials. They've never gotten very far with that, and it has to go to the people. It's got to be a referendum of the people of Wisconsin. And the people, like myself, believe in democracy, I think.
Now, we talked about the business aspects that you'd like to see restored. You're not wild about the idea of election responsibilities going to the office. Are there any other new duties that you'd like to see added to the Office of Secretary of State?
Oh, nothing in particular. I mean, there are things that come up occasionally that other secretaries of state have been in charge of, and I've learned that from my colleagues around the country. But the key important thing at the moment is to restore those business functions so Wisconsin will be like the rest of the country, and also to protect the school trust lands. I'm a member of the Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, and that's one thing that would be very much harmed if they try to eliminate the Secretary of State and the State Treasurer, because the two of us serve on that land board. We maintain and protect about $1 billion of trust funds for the school children of Wisconsin. And every month, we loan millions of dollars to schools and cities and towns around the state, and the interest from that money comes back to the school public libraries. This year, we're scheduled to give $35 million to the Wisconsin school libraries for the children of Wisconsin. And if they want to try to eliminate those positions and put the governor or legislators on there, they can't wait to get their hands on that $1 billion, and I'm dedicated to protect that money as an independent elected official. That's a very important job I have.
Election Day gets closer and closer. Can you leave us with a final message for voters?
Well, I think my qualifications are the ones that should be elected. I've been a professor teaching chemistry, a state senator from the Racine-Kenosha area. I have been the director of a Mid-America national nonprofit organization. I think I have the qualifications and the experience to do the job. I don't know what qualifications my opponent has. He says he wants to change. He used to be a professional wrestler. He worked with the Republican Party, but that's all. And I think I have the qualifications and the experience. And the important thing, people, is get out and vote. You can vote now, and it's important, and you do not need an ID. No ID is needed. Everybody should get out and vote.
Thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome. It's good to be here.
That's Doug LaFollette, Wisconsin's incumbent Secretary of State. If you missed any of our interviews today with the candidates for Secretary of State, head over to wisconsinvote.org. You'll find archived audio, schedules for upcoming forums, and much more.